It is time for us to check sports, and we'll do so right now. We'll take a look at the scoreboard from last night. The NBA looks like this. I'm looking to see if we had any of our local teams play last night. The Celtics fell to the Bulls 120-102. I think that's the only local team that played yesterday. Coming up today, the Knicks will take on the Hornets. The Nets will take on the Bucks. All right, so that's today. Now, taking a look at the standings, because, yes, we are into the standings portion of it. In the Eastern Conference, the Bucks stand at 2-0, the Wizards at 3-1, the Celtics at 3-1, the Hornets at 3-1, pardon me, 2-1. The Cavaliers also come in at 2-1. The Knicks at 2-1. So, you know, we're three games in. Can't really tell much about what's going on three games in. Let's switch over to the National Hockey League yesterday. The Rangers lost to the Avalanche 3-2. That's not good. They've got a lot to, you know, to live up to from last year. The Devils over the Red Wings by a score of 6-2. That's the way that stands. I'm taking a look to see if there's any more local action in the National Hockey League last night. The Bruins defeated the Stars 3-1. So a pretty busy night last night in the National Hockey League. Coming up today, the Rangers and Islanders will tangle. And taking a look at the National Hockey League standings in the Atlantic Division, the Bruins are in first place. In the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes are in first place and the Rangers are way down there. Rangers only have a record of 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties so far. Yikes. Like I said, they've got a lot to live up to from last year. A lot to live up to from last year. Major League Baseball. The World Series between the Phillies and Astros will start on October 28th on Fox. Game time, I think, is 8 o'clock for that. 8 o'clock for that. There's a new manager for the Marlins. Skip Schoonmaker has been selected as the newest manager of that franchise. All right. Now, speaking about franchises, the Yankees, they always win around 95 to 102 games every year. They've won the AL East 2 times in the last 6 years. But they can't get past either the playing game or when they make it to the round where they have to go to the World Series. They just haven't been able to do it. Michael Kay, who's the Yes Network play-by-play announcer, was not impressed. Quote, "The Yankees have a mental skills coach," Kay said Monday in a show. He put together a video of the 2004 Red Sox coming back from 0-3 down. "How in baseball, God's name, can you be so tone deaf as an organization as if to do that?" He went on to say, "I mean, talk about bad optics. Are you out of your mind? I talked to 3 players from the 0-4 team. They were outraged by the fact that the failure was being used as a motivation for the 2022 team. How could you do that? It would be like somebody from Abraham Lincoln's family and you trying to teach them about shootings in theaters, and you use their dad as an example of how to avoid it. We got beat by a better team right now, and that's the reality of it. They clearly are setting the mark in the league that we're aspiring to get to." That's the fourth time the Astros have sent the Yankees home from the postseason and New York's last seven playoff appearances. There you go. That's the God's honest truth. I'm a Yankee fan, but when another team is better than you, they're better than you. And to use a team's failure from years ago to motivate is just plain foolish. Absolutely foolish. Well, anyways, that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.